How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. I think none of us have taken a few seconds to thank those who lead in the music services of our chapel service. And we do thank them. We appreciate very much this one who sings, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Smith, who lead with the music and at the organ especially, and their choirs who help them. Our speaker today is from Florida, and the Florida boys have gotten together once or twice already, and I think hope to get together again. They're asking that all the Florida students come forward immediately at the close of the service this morning in order that a picture of the Florida students may be made right here at the front of the chapel as soon as possible after the close of the service. Every time I have been with John McGuire, I have been inspired not only by his dynamic energy and optimism, but inspired because I have met another fellow who seems to be of my kind. Now, I realize that's no great compliment, but it's very significant for me to meet fellows that I can just immediately talk to and have fellowship with. He is one of them. Dr. McGuire is now state secretary in Florida and has been for 17 years. Before that, he was a pastor in Birmingham, Alabama. He is a successful, dynamic leader among Southern Baptists. And yet, whenever I think of him, I think of him for another reason and with another compliment in my mind. He is a man who has made good in his own family. His wife loves him. She's told me so. His children love him and respect him, and they have made good. His son is one of us, a minister, now I believe completing his work in Yale University with a brilliant record. His daughter is now in attendance at Duke University, and they get together whenever they can. The man is a success when he knows that his wife loves him, his children respect him, and counts unquestioningly on the grace and love of Almighty God. We welcome then this successful man who is going to speak to us, unless my memory slips, on the home base must be strengthened or else. We're happy to have him on this missionary day.
Dr. Staley and faculty and students. There are so many things that I would like to say this morning, but time does not permit. I consider this one of the great honors that has been bestowed upon me in my ministry, to be asked to come here and speak to you and to have fellowship again with Dr. Staley and the members of the faculty. It was a great joy last evening for us to have a privilege of about an hour's fellowship with about 40 Florida men and their families. What a joy it is to see our Florida men here, and I bring you greetings from a great group of alumni from this school who are in Florida, and I do not know a single one that isn't making good. Some of the most successful pastors we have in our state are graduates of this young seminary. As long as this school turns out men like we've been getting, we hope they'll keep coming to Florida. This morning, let me talk to you on the subject, the home base must be strengthened or else. Always it is appropriate to read the Word of God. There is that familiar command of our Lord that we use on so many occasions, but because it has in it the command, the claim of God, the command of God, and the promise of God, I read it again this morning. It falls into these natural sections. It's the 28th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, beginning with the 18th verse. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all authority or power hath been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. There's no need to comment about the Great Commission. All of us know that it is from our commander, Christ Jesus, and that's sufficient. He's given us to understand his claim. He's made no mistake about his command, and he undergirds it with his great promise. If we'll be faithful, he'll be with us. So I shall not discuss the scripture this morning, but use that as the basis for our message this morning. The home base must be strengthened or else. I have just been introduced to you. That was necessary. Because few of you know me, but there's no need for you to be introduced to me, for I know who you are. Your leaders in churches within a comparatively small radius of Wake Forest now, but in a short time you will be leaders in churches all over our nation. Therefore, I would say to you this morning what 27 other state mission secretaries would rejoice in the privilege of saying to you, if they could be present on this occasion. You are the ones that we must depend upon to help us secretaries put over our Baptist program. I do not particularly like that. Our Baptist program. I really prefer to refer to it as Christ's program. Program of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has a program for us at home and around the world. Therefore, I'm very anxious this morning for you to know the problems of state missions. Now, in every state of our beloved denomination, we have but one mission task. After it's all summed up, after it's all added up, we have but one mission task. That is world missions. But for administrative purposes, we have broken it down into sections known as foreign missions, home missions, state missions, and if you care to take it a step farther, associational missions. But we're dealing today with the matter of state missions. What is state missions? It may be to try to define the field, but that we might get it clearly in our minds, state missions. Doing the work of education, benevolence, and missions. Our Sunday school, our training union, our WMU, our brotherhood, our music programs, our student programs, all of this, just another word for missions. For that student secretary, working on the campus of a great university, inspiring the students and leading them to make commitments is certainly a missionary in my book. And that could be said of all the other phases of our work. That person who burns out his allotted time of life, superintending a children's home, caring for the children that are from broken homes and deserted and rejected, and giving them a new look at life, that man in my book is definitely a missionary. I think you can see then from these very scattered remarks as to what my idea of state missions is. I would say that every state has the same problem. Every state in our beloved denomination. All of them are in the same boat, for all of them have the same field to work. Here in North Carolina, you have the same field we have in Florida, that of promotion of our total program at the level of the state. All of our states are attacking this problem according to the needs of that particular state and according to the daring and vision of its state mission secretary and according to the organized determination of its state mission board members. I repeat, one cannot deal with state missions without presenting world missions any more than he can present world missions without presenting home missions. Dr. Glendon McCullough puts it this way. He said, unless our missions begin here at home, we may never see the ends of the earth. Now, young friends, maybe I shouldn't say young friends because some of you are not so young, but pastor friends, the danger, our danger here in the homeland is not beginning at home, but our danger is staying at home. Our danger is staying at home. I'll try to amplify that just a bit. Today I want to ask three questions. How is your sense of balance? How is your sense of balance? Now, many people, including Mrs. Dwight D. Eisenhower, have trouble with their sense of equilibrium, their sense of balance. When they have this problem, and it's not an uncommon one, it causes them to be uncertain. As they try to walk, they may stagger or waver. They may have difficulty in charting a course and following that course. How is your sense of balance? As one state mission secretary, I am convinced that a proper sense of balance would cause us to divide not only the monies that come to our churches in the collection plate dollar, our local churches, but our money that reaches the state mission office. Here is one state mission secretary that believes that the correct and ideal sense of balance would be to divide that 50-50. In my own state of favored Florida, in 1945, when I became state mission secretary, our division was 65 for the state and 35% for all the rest of the world. Beginning with that year, we began to try to lead Florida Baptist to the ideal. And so we began to increase the division of state missions, or the division from 65% for state missions and 35% for world missions to a 50-50 division. Now, we have been steadily endeavoring to reach that goal. From 1948, that has been our endeavor. We have not quite accomplished our goal, but certainly no one can say that we have not held before our people the proper sense of balance as we have seen it. Now you see, pastors and pastors-to-be, your state conventions across our denomination are asked by every agency and every board and every institution, whether it be local, state, southwide, or worldwide, to promote its particular program as a part as of the overall program of missions in our state. We're asked to handle the funds of these agencies and institutions, whether they be local, state, southwide, or worldwide. To that end, the Southern Baptist Convention has agreed that it is only right that the agencies of the Southern Baptist Convention and its causes shall participate in the handling or administrative cost and promotional cost. Therefore, by some people, this is considered a preferred item. But it isn't that at all. It isn't a preferred item. But it's an agreement between the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention and the state secretaries and the state mission boards and conventions of the South that the Southwide agencies and causes will bear their portion, their proportionate share of administrative cost, promotional cost, and handling. And instead of sending up to Porter Ruth that proportion that the Southwide agencies and causes are sharing, have it sent back. The agreement is that we will take that cost before it is sent to cut down handling, because it would be merely handling and arriving at no other conclusion than what you had to start with. Now you say, why not do it otherwise? Why not let the states carry that? Well, in order, if that be so, then your states would be carrying all the administrative costs of the cooperative program promotion, all the cost of retirement plans and Woman's Missionary Union promotion, and all the other expenses. Now, when states are forced to do that, they began to give less and less and less to Southwide and worldwide causes. This could be very dangerous. This could be exceedingly dangerous. Now, a few states, because of the insistence of that matter, are any longer striving to make a division of the causes to be 50-50. And so they've come to a division that ranges from 80% at home and 20% for Southwide and worldwide causes, to some of the states where there is almost a 50-50 division. Now, I've told you, or tried to tell you, the reasons why the states are making the trend that they are. But before you start throwing rocks, how much does your church keep at home? How is your sense of balance? How much does the local church keep for the program at the home base? Now, the second question I want to ask this morning is, how is your eyesight? nearsightedness? Do we see the needs about us and in our state so very clearly that we do not see the causes far away? That's quite possible. Now, in my state, favored Florida, it is our conviction, it is our determined effort through the ministry of the churches and the associations and through the convention leadership to establish missions and churches in every unreached community of Florida that exists throughout the entire convention territory. You see, we're trying to promote a spiritual ministry to 2.5 millions of people, unchurched and lost people in the state of Florida. There are more lost people in Florida this morning than there were total people living in the state of Florida when I became state mission secretary more than 16 years ago. Now, it's our conviction that we must do something about this 2.5 million people as far as evangelism is concerned. This includes our Latin Americans, and we have an increased number of them coming to our state. Our Orientals, and we have a number of those. Our Native Indians and multitudes of unevangelized Negroes and many others without Christ. You see, we're called upon to provide support along with this ministry. We're called upon to provide support for two educational institutions, Stetson University and Baptist Bible Institute. We're called upon to provide the total support of 3 children's homes, a retirement center for our aging citizens, camps for our thousands of young people, retirement cost for 1,000 pastors and church and denominational leaders, to pay all the promotional cost for every department of our work, to erect and pay for a Baptist building that was long overdue, pay the salaries of 68 state missionaries, to erect a student center on a new university campus, to establish immediately to provide monies for the establishment of 1,000 new missions and buy property for 500 new churches. Now, we can see that very plainly. It's like the fellow who couldn't see the forest for the trees. Our problems are so large and our needs so great. We can see all this so plainly that we can just keep talking ourselves into believing that it's perfectly all right for us to take larger and larger sums to meet the needs at home. But what about that place out yonder? Can we see the faraway places along beside this program? Can we see the bigger program? Mamie Gardner Miller puts it this way: I had planned an ultra-modern home, but a Korean citizen whispered, "I have no home at all. I dreamed of a country place for the pleasure of my children, but an exile lad said, I have no country." I decided on a new cupboard right now, but a child of China cried, "I have no cup." I started to purchase a new kind of washing machine, but a Polish woman said softly, I have nothing to wash. I wanted a quick freeze unit for storing quantities of food, but across the water comes a cry, I have no food. I ordered a new car for the pleasure of my loved ones, but a war orphan sobbed, I have no loved ones. You see, along beside state missions, we have work in 45 foreign countries that must be financed too. With 1,500 or approximately 1,500 foreign missionaries that must be cared for. We have here across America a home mission program with 2,000 missionaries to support. And we must Christianize America, or America becomes pagan in the next 100 years. How's your eyesight? Can we see things quite plainly close at hand? And is it a bit dim a little farther away? So I would come this morning and ask a third question. How's your heart? The problem of state missions and world missions and all other kinds of missions goes back to the local church and its leadership. Now, fellas, whether you believe it or not, take it from an old pro. No church goes beyond its leader, and the leader is God's shepherd, the pastor. No church is going to go beyond its pastor. Just remember that. Recently, I read a condensation of a book, The Man Who Sold the Eiffel Tower. It told of a man who had the morals of a tiger shark, who mercilessly fleeced victim after victim. This man did sell the Eiffel Tower not once but twice for scrap iron. He baffled the police of two continents for a quarter of a century. Now, the fact that interested me was not the fact that he sold the Eiffel Tower, but the fact that startled me was, and interested me was, that the victims always entered his schemes willingly and anxiously. Because of greed, because of ambition, and because of a desire for recognition. Gentlemen, greed and ambition and desire for recognition is not confined to the laity. What about the clergy? Us boys? What about our anxiety about salary? Yes, I know all the answers that we give. I've heard them all. I think. I know our needs and I know the value of our leadership. What about our anxiety about salary? What about our desire for beautiful buildings? Sometimes they may just be monuments. That's about all. While we let the rest of the world go by, and I know what the answer is there, we're going to take care of missions as soon as we take care of the home base. Well, may I make an honest confession this morning, if you won't tell anybody back home, I haven't found a church that did that. Not one. Because immediately when they get their plant ready, they have other needs there. And they're still taking care of number one. What about our desire for a beautiful plant with all of its accoutrements? What about our desire for recognition? What about our desire for recognition? Now, in my beloved state, And I dare any man to love Florida more than I. In my beloved state, here is the picture of Florida's giving. Florida, through the total collection plate dollar, and you can tell I'm an artist from this poster. This is a church up here, if you didn't recognize it. Kept 91 2/10%. 91 2/10% for the local church. And gave for all the world 8 9.8% for a dying world. That's the story of my beloved state. Now, before you start criticizing some state convention for not dividing its funds 50-50, you take a good look at your local church. Do you wonder, preachers, that state missions, yea, all the mission of God, begins with you? State missions and all the missions of God is in your hands. That's the way He ordered it. You're the under shepherd of God. He called you. He placed you in that place. Is it any wonder then that I come back to the same place that I started, you preachers? Let's close as I started. Every state mission secretary will have to depend upon you for help to put over the program of Christ. This is your program. I recognize that the home base must be strengthened. Or else, but in the name of high heaven, are we going to be satisfied to stay at home? Or are we going to take the command of the Lord Jesus, who said, "All authority is mine"? He reminded us that we're not our own, but we're bought with a price. And He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." The work at home must be cared for. The work in the state must be taken care of. We must save America or we lose the world. But it isn't a question of either or, it's a question of both and. It's a question of doing it all at the same time. And the problem comes back and the water hits the wheel at the level of the local church. And you're the key to that problem. You are the key to that, to the success or failure of that program of God. Our destiny, the destiny of our world, is in your hands. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow put it this way: all your strength is in your union, and all your danger is in discord. Our program is a world program. And God only knows what we could do if we ever learn to recognize proper proportion and proper balance. Bill Stearns tells the story of a rowing team coming down the Hudson River. That year, this particular university had the finest material that they had ever collected, but somehow it just never did gel. It just never did get together. The coach had a heart attack worrying about it. Came time for the finals. They had managed to get into this athletic event by the barest majority. They gathered around the coach's bed, for he was in the ground floor of a lighthouse. The captain said to the coach, Do you have any last word? The coach said, no. I've taught you all that I need, that I know to tell you. I just have this to say, fellas. God only knows what you could do if you'd ever learned to pull together. The boys saluted him, walked out, down to the wharf, stepped in that peculiar little thing called a shell, rowed up the river several miles and turned in to the starting line. With thousands upon tens of thousands of people lining the Hudson River, the cannon shot, and suddenly the shells shot out on the bosom of the river. A lighthouse had been posted in the tower, and he kept mumbling to himself, it's not so. That's just not us. That's not so. And then he stumbled downstairs to the bed of the coach and said, Coach, it's not the truth. Coach said, what's not the truth? He said, we're leading. Coach said, go back. The boy went back and watched the race. And when it was finished, he stumbled down to the coach again and said, Coach, I saw it, but it's still not true. Well, Coach said, what's not true? He said, we won by 3 lengths. Pastors and pastors-to-be, God only knows what not only Florida Baptists, but Southern Baptists can do if we ever learn to pull together and put things in their proper balance. State missions, no world missions, only a part of which is state missions. Thank you.
We thank thee, O God, that we have responsibilities. Wilt thou help us to realize in ourselves for thee the full fruitage of responsibility that is accepted. And now may thy grace and mercy and peace be with our brother, with us, and with all men. In Jesus' name.